After 15 months of acrimony, the longest labor dispute at a major American symphony orchestra is over. The Minnesota Orchestra and its musicians reached an agreement last night, and players will return to work February 1st. Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Kerr reports that while all sides are relieved, most admit more hard work is yet to come, rebuilding some seriously damaged relationships.
Everyone says they're looking forward to setting aside the bitterness of the last 15 months and getting back to work. But when he emerged from last night's vote, musician negotiator Tim Zavadil couldn't help but mention how long they'd been out of work.
The musicians will look forward to going home at Orchestra Hall after a lockout that will have lasted 488 days.
It took almost 5 hours for the musicians to vote on the settlement proposal. Many had been forced to take jobs far afield to make ends meet, and votes came in from the Canary Islands, Japan, and around South America. They voted to take a pay cut of more than 10% over the next 3 years and pay more for health care, amounting to a 15% concession in all. That's much less than the 35% management originally proposed. But there is also what management negotiator Doug Kelly called a revolutionary idea for the orchestral world.
We have a revenue-sharing agreement, and if the endowment performs quite well over the next 3 years, we are prepared to share that with the musicians. I believe that that's one of the first provisions for revenue-sharing in an orchestra across the United States of America.
But a lot of questions remain, including who will lead the orchestra. Board Chair John Campbell is out, but President and CEO Michael Henson remains. Both drew criticism for their hardline stance during negotiations. Of far more concern to musicians and fans is the huge hole left by the resignation of the ensemble's music director, Osmo Venska, who raised Minnesota's profile on the world stage. Filling the music director's job is vital, says Bill Eddins. He's a former associate conductor with the Minnesota Orchestra, who is now music director of Canada's Edmonton Symphony. He points to the way Detroit Symphony conductor Leonard Slatkin helped rebuild bridges after a six-month strike there.
The Minnesota Orchestra desperately needs someone like that, not only for a PR point of view, but also from an artistic point of view, just to settle the ship after these incredible storms.
The lockout wasn't only hard on the players. Fans also truly missed the music, according to Randall Davidson, director of the Minneapolis-based National Lutheran Choir.
And I think it behooves the orchestra, all of the folks inside the orchestra, to put that music front and center. That is what we want as a community.
Meanwhile, orchestra staff is engaged in a whirlwind of activity, not just setting up opening concerts, but trying to resurrect and sell an entire subscription season beginning in a matter of weeks. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.